Hello friends, welcome to the next session on Rural Dynamics. I am Soumendra Naik and I'll take you through the next chapter, that is on agriculture performance in India. Coming to the agriculture performance, agriculture has always been the backbone of Indian economy. Till today, almost like 70% of the male population in rural areas are dependent on agriculture and allied activities. It is very clear that performance of Indian economy is dependent upon the growth of agriculture sector, and only if agriculture grows, the entire economy will be driven. So friends, let's talk about few numbers which will actually show the how the industry in the agriculture sector has fared over the past few decades. Speaking about numbers, it is the 51.81% was the average GVA in the year 1950-51, and now it has declined to 14.4%. But thanks to satisfactory growth in the secondary and tertiary sector, agriculture still remains one of the largest and most important sector in the Indian economy. Agriculture sector contributes to 13% of the total exports. It provides employment to more than 52% of the country's workforce and livelihood security to more than 620 million people. This structures the main source of income. India is the world's largest producer of pulses, rice, wheat, spices, and various other spice related products. India has many areas to choose for business, such as dairy, meat, poultry, fisheries, food, and grains. India has emerged as the second largest producer of fruits and vegetables in the world after China. Actually, it sustains the food and nutrition security of the large and rising population of the country. So there was a time when India was one of the biggest importers, and even to meet its own domestic needs, it has to import a lot of food grains and other various commodities from the rest of the world. But now India has emerged as one of the major powerhouses of export of agricultural commodities to the world. But there are always challenges which are faced in the agriculture sector. The challenge faced in the agriculture sector can be listed down as the net sown area is divided into economically unviable small and scattered holdings. So as the population is growing, the land is getting more and more fragmented. So now we are standing on land which says like our marginal farmers are more than 80% of the entire farming community in India. It is a shocking fact that in many states the average land holding size is less than 1 hectare, and even in some parts of the country it is even lesser than 0.5 hectare. Good quality seeds are out of the reach of the farmer's hand. Many a farmers fall prey to the spurious seeds which are circulated in the market, which not only lose their produce, even the entire crop they lose, and they are not able to meet the minimum amount of money that they have utilized to raise this crop. The next problem is about the degradation of soil. We are not able to replenish the nutrition that we are extracting from the soil every year, and that may be due to various reasons. There are difficulties in providing the manures and fertilizers to the farmers, because nowadays even the livestock are going down and it is not possible to provide the manures and organic compost in every part of the country. Various pests, disease and weeds cause a heavy loss to the crops. Rainfall is very much erratic, uncertain and even scattered, and it is not reliable as a rainfall we receive sometimes when it is not needed at all. And only 1/3 of the cropped area is under irrigation. There are also various ill effects of over irrigation, and due to this ill effects of over irrigation, we are facing problems of salinity, alkalinity and waterlogging in various parts like Punjab, Haryana, and where actually there is a lot of surplus of irrigation and lot of groundwater has been exploited for irrigation. Use of simple and conventional tools and implements results in huge wastage of human labor and in low yields per capita labor force. Soil erosion by wind and water absence of good marketing infrastructure, storage facilities in the rural areas are very much inadequate. There are many villages which are not connected by either by the main road with the markets, where actually the transportation and communication becomes a big problem. Due to scarcity of capital and problems of getting loans from the banks, farmers are forced to borrow money from moneylender at an exorbitantly high priced interest rate. This makes the profession completely unviable, and they enter into the vicious circle of money lending, and finally many farmers commit suicide as they face this kind of challenges in the rural society. Now coming to the trends in irrigation part. Irrigation is very important for productivity of agriculture, and the government of India has taken up irrigation potential creation through various public funding and assisting farmers to create potential on their own farms. Substantial irrigation potential has been created through major and medium irrigation schemes. The trends in irrigation shows a very fantastic results, where actually in 1980-81 we can say about 50 million hectares of area was under irrigation, whereas in 2014-15 we can very clearly see that about 96 million hectares has been under irrigation. So area has almost doubled in the last couple of decades. The central government initiated the Accelerated Irrigation Benefit Program from 1996-97 for extending assistance for the completion of irrigation schemes remaining incomplete. Coming to the GDP, agriculture and allied sector. Thanks to the various technological interventions, institutional changes and policy regimes, the agriculture sector has moved through different phases of growth. There have been significant changes in input use pattern as well as in cropping pattern. These changes have transformed a large segment of agriculture from mere subsistence to commercial enterprise. So the growth trend in agriculture has been very erratic over the years. If we compare over the last 4 to 5 decades, it has been continuously on uptrend and downtrend, and it has been fluctuating over the years. Mainly we can divide the past 5 decades of Indian agriculture into 3 eras. The first one being from 1971-72 up till 1996-97 is known as the pre-liberalization era or the period. The second phase was from 1996-97 to the year 2004-2005, which is regarded as the post-liberalization period. Liberalization of external trade following WTO agreement was a major thing which actually fueled the growth here. The third phase, from starting from the year 2004-2005 till 2014-15, and the continuing period is regarded as the period of recovery. Due to various factors like the erratic rainfall, the labor charges and various other factors, so Indian agriculture has not been consistent in delivering the results. But the economists, they are predicting a growth rate of about 4% in the years to come. Production performance of selected crops. If we go by that statistics, we can see very well that some of the crops, particularly like fruits and vegetables, and other agrarian sectors like the yield of milk, fish and meat, these are the areas which has grown many folds in the past couple of years, or maybe in a couple of decades. These are grown not just many fold, even some crops, they have doubled in the total production, and therefore it has resulted in the growth in the per capita production. Economic viability of agriculture. This is one thing which is coming to be very important, which actually raises a question if the Indian economy and if the Indian farmer should go ahead with the agriculture practice. And the viability depends on various factors such as the real cost of cultivation and the output per hectare. These points, they decide the profitability as well as economic viability of agriculture profession. If we talk about some few decades back, during the 1991, so to 2000, 2002 and 2003, the real cost of cultivation has increased at annual growth rate of 2%. Thereafter, till the year 2007-2008, the real cost of cultivation has actually increased at a moderate rate. But during the year 2007-8 and the continuing till the year 2014-15, the real cost of cultivation again has gone up at the rate of 3.22%. The real increase in cost of cultivation is mainly attributed to the rising labor cost. It's not just the rising labor cost, but the crunch in the availability of the labor that has led to the main problem. And labor cost normally in any kind of crop, let it be rice or cotton or any other fruit crops, is usually more than 50% of the total cost of cultivation. The rising cost of cultivation has posed the financial challenges for the farmers taking up agriculture as a viable profession. It becomes necessary to increase the crop output in order to absorb all these additional increasing costs, which are the financial burden for the farmer. During the period 1990-91 to the year 2002-2003, because of higher increase in real cost of cultivation compared to increase in output per hectare, there was a shrinkage in crop profitability, and that's the reason many farmers, they went out of this profession and are compelled to take up some alternate profession. National Food Security Mission was launched from 2007-08. Its fundamental target was to expand the production of rice, wheat, pulses, coarse cereals through region extension and efficiency upgrade in a supportable way in the recognized locale of the nation. Restoring soil ripeness and profitability at the individual farm level, and improving farm level economy to restore confidence amongst the farmers. Coming to the commercialization thing, we can very easily see that the increasing production, evolving modern supply chain, institutional changes, policy reforms, the modern machineries and various other driving forces which are actually contributing on the path of Indian agriculture. The contributing factors on commercializations are mainly increased surplus production over and above the self-consumption, changing composition of products towards cash crops, because we can very well see that the cash crop has grown in India compared to the food grains and other staple crops to such an extent actually where it is earning a lot of money for the farmers. And the farmers are quite happy on the economic recovery that they're getting out of those cash crops. Adoption of modern inputs such as quality seeds, fertilizer, pesticides, irrigation, as well as power of agriculture, the power usage in agriculture, most of which are purchased from the market. Use of purchased inputs like especially fertilizer, seeds and various agrochemicals have increased manifold. The distribution of certified or quality seeds and use of power per hectare has increased more than 5 times. Consumption of fertilizer has almost gone up by 175%. Irrigation infrastructure has improved considerably, bringing more stability in crop production. Diversification towards commercial crops, which has shown a more incline towards those crops which earn more revenue for the farmers, such as oilseed, fiber, sugarcane, fruit, vegetable and spices, they offer a great scope to improve the income. Average productivity of commercial crops is 2.4 times higher than productivity in case of food grains. Hence, diversification towards commercial crops has potential to generate higher incomes. Apart from shifting cropping pattern and increasing diversification towards commercial crops, staple food crops, food items that can be stored easily and eaten throughout the year, are also heading towards commercialization. So that is a big area which is coming up with lot of startups mushrooming in this sector. The 6% of agriculture production is converted into processed food, which is expected to achieve 20% in the coming future. Now coming to performance of agricultural trade. The year 1991 is very important in the mark of history of modern India. New economic policy of linking India's economy with the global economy was adopted. Policy of liberalization, privatization and globalization was launched during this year. After liberalization of external trade, India's export basket has diversified and the country has emerged as one of the largest exporter of agriculture produce to rest of the world. The recent years have witnessed an impressive achievement in this aspect. Now friends, coming to the facts and figures about the total import as well as export of agricultural commodity as a percentage of total export and import of Indian economy is quite significant. Export, if we talk about in the year 1990-91, is about 18% of the total export was agriculture commodity, and if we talk about 2017-18, even the percentage of export of agriculture commodity has come down to about 12.86% of the total export, but in terms of absolute number, it has grown to quite an impressive number. After talking about the agriculture export as a contribution towards the total export of Indian economy, we can very well say there are few commodities of agriculture which are contributing to the maximum. For example, the marine products, which contribute to about 14%, meat products, which contribute to about 12.5%, and basmati rice, which is having a geographical indication from India, which is after a very much short after demand in European as well as US communities, contributes to about 11.53% of the total export value. Coming to spices, again a major contributor in the Indian export, we can say about $2.8 billion of market of agriculture produce which is being exported, and this is the figures of the current year 2018-19. Further, total value of export has remained higher and very important contributor in and has made a significant mark through this period. So friends, coming to the concluding part of this chapter, we have learned today what are the challenges faced in the agricultural sector, and what is the contribution of agriculture in the GDP, GVA of the Indian economy, which are the various cash crops where actually our economy is very much inclined and the farmers are reaping a higher benefit compared to the other food grains. And we are also talking about those economic aspects where actually we are gaining lot in the agriculture export as a whole in contributing towards the total export from India. So with this, I conclude this chapter. Thank you.